Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
So the question before us is this acceptable for a wedding? I love a good Bridezilla story. You know this about me. I haven't found one in a while. This is actually not a Bridezilla story, but it's still really good. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. A TikTok creator, so the whole story could be bunk right from the very beginning, states that she had a wedding, 99 people at the wedding, and the food cost her
$1,950. $1,950, 99 people.
Wait, what in the world did you feed these people? Hold on a second. You have 99. You have $1,950. You divide it by 99 people. You paid $19.97 or 70 cents a person. How in the world do you do this? How do you feed people for $19.70 a person? And the answer is, their wedding was catered by Chili's. 99 people. They got chips, salsa, salads, egg rolls, chicken tenders, sliders, Cajun chicken pasta, and they even had meals for people with dietary restrictions. The question is this okay? We go to Chief Wedding Correspondent Kylan now for the answer. Jonathan is out today on the road on assignment. Kylan, can you have your wedding catered by Chili's?
Chili's would not be my ideal wedding, but if that means saving some money and putting that towards something else, I would look into it.
That is the correct answer. That is the only answer that there is. The answer is, of course you could do it this way. Of course you can. People who focus on the wedding and not the marriage are doing it wrong anyway. People who feel they have to break the bank are completely out of their heads. People who believe they have to compete with the person next door or the wedding next door are ridiculous. None of that is necessary. As a matter of fact, it's all crazy. Don't you dare spend the money on the things that don't matter. Yeah, when I got married, we did a rehearsal dinner, we did the wedding. The rehearsal dinner would have been enough. If we had the rehearsal dinner and then said, oh, by the way, we're going to say some things and then this guy's going to sign a paper and then that's it, that's done. You can go golfing tomorrow. Everyone would have said, yay! And that would have been it. Would have saved crazy money. Oh, and so we're clear, screw the weddings, do 3 weeks in Italy. Because I've done that math a million times since getting married, and my wife is perfect. Could have spent 3 weeks in Italy, and we'd have those memories. Instead, I have the memory of a wedding that was lovely, and a lot of people I don't even talk to anymore. So we would have rather had the 3 weeks in Italy. All I'm saying is you don't have to do it like other people did it. You don't have to do any of that stuff. And if you want it catered by Chili's, and by the way, not serving baby back ribs, that's what they do. Chili's! You know, am I the only person who grew up with that commercial? Do you not know that commercial? I can't, no, don't tell me. They didn't play that commercial in Indiana growing up? Come on, Gen X. Help a brother out here. Goodness gracious. Of course they did. Of course they did. Yeah, this is fine. This is fine. And any guest who doesn't like it, you don't have to be friends with this person. Just, just tell them goodbye. They're not necessary in your life. You will not miss them at the end.